out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, whenever you listen. This is Rick Adams, and we're doing it live right now, Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. Today happens to be the 13th of June. And, boy, it's already getting close, huh? The middle of the year? Pretty hard to imagine. Time is flying like you know what, like a flying saucer. Well, I have a special guest coming up in the first hour, and then we have some great clips coming up in the second hour. So don't you move. Don't budge an inch, and don't turn the dial. Thinking about scriptures, you know, I'm almost at the end again now. The second time of Deuteronomy, and that book, you know, the lawgiver Moses is dying, and he's handing it over to his next of kin, and we're going to see things happen that just are mirrored today, can I say? Same things happening over and over and over again, and the torch is being handed over today, this generation. Is reflective of that generation, the beginning, when the people of true Israel and the Hebrews came out of bondage on their journey to the promised land. And God, of course, always keeps his promises, but his people, unfortunately, do not. And that is why he had to issue a whole new covenant. And he, of course, as I say, does keep that covenant. And he promises that in the very end, they shall overcome. That's the song the overcomers were singing in Moses' song, Deuteronomy 32. So, folks, when we look at the Bible today and we understand what is coming, I think most don't understand what's coming. They're in what is called Babylon or confusion. We have to understand that things are happening just as God said they would happen. And in the book of Revelation, the very end, the revealing, the unveiling that goes along with the book of Daniel, it's so interesting how it pops out at us. Revelation 17:5. And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of all harlots. Babylon the Great, mother of all harlots, and abominations of the earth. That is a worldwide confusion. Isn't that what we're experiencing now? We're tumbling and tossing and spinning back and forth. People are gyrating. They don't know which end is up. They have no clue as to what's going on around them. They hear racism. They hear bigotry. They hear white privilege. They hear all sorts of things. And they're saying, who, me? And the media's saying, yeah, you. You're the bad guy. We're the good guys. Well, that great city of Babylon, or that state of confusion, the whole world is that state of confusion. But where will it be headquartered? In Jerusalem, which is the city of God. Yerushalayim is God's holy city. And it's not holy right now. It's got a lot of people with holes in it being shot down, killed, murdered. But it's not his city yet. Once again, he will reclaim it. Once again, he will cleanse it. There'll be no more Judaism. There'll be no more Kenites, no more sons of the devil ruling over it when that day comes. For hailstone shall just flatten the city like nobody's business. There'll be nothing left. As Jesus foretold us, I have foretold you all things, he says in the book. So, folks, we see in the book of Revelation, also in 13:1, telling us, I stand upon the sand of the people and saw a political system rise up out of the people with 10 rulers. These are Satan's fallen angels that take hold of the 7 dominions or dominations of the world. These are the powers. Rulers shall be satanic people in flesh bodies. These 10 rulers are those fallen angels. They're coming. They're going to come to pave the way. Satan in Jerusalem. When he appears as who? As Jesus, as Messiah. And the whole world will follow after him, saying, that is Christ. He's come to heal. He's bringing peace and security. Where have I heard those words before on the campaign trail? Friends, it's all too shocking. It's all too surreal. And it's coming to a theater near you. Be appraised. Be forewarned. These fallen angels are sent back to deceive the world. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in those last days. They shall be coming back. Remember, the daughters of Adam impregnated so they could destroy the seed line that Jesus Christ would come through. But they couldn't. Unfortunately for them, God won again. And he will win again. So, be on the right side. Be on the side of truth, of justice, and of Christ. Because he is the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords. And when he comes, he's not going to be riding in town on a donkey, but he's going to kick some donkey, let me tell you. Well, having introduced our program notes today and studying in the Word, I want to bring up a friend going back a number of years who knows what it's like to go through a communist revolution, a terrorist revolution in the streets with nooses and all kinds of tires burning and soaked with gasoline and fire, knows what it's like to see the name of peace and safety disguised, but really terror. And she, of course, is Monica Huggett, who resides once again in South Africa, and it's been a while. Let me say hello to you, Monica Huggett. Welcome back to the program. Welcome, Monica.
Good to be back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. How have you been?
Okay. I mean, as you say, we're watching burning tires. We see burning buildings and protests that are not protests, but riots, but are not riots, but protests. What can I tell you? Lies, 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 and more lies. Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's just true. If a politician's lips are moving, they're lying. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what they say. Yeah. I mean, politics here, politics there, it's the same everywhere. And as you say, they are they are just front men, basically front men and women now for the powers that be. And when they're when they're done serving their purpose, they'll be out of the way. And we know what happened 103 years ago in Russia, that Bolshevik revolution that took place there is incalculable, you know? Now, it happened in South Africa, and it's still going on now, I imagine, the tribalism and the warfare and the extermination of the white population. Is that going on now as we speak still?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even with the so-called lockdown, the farm attacks have increased. It's. I mean, even the white South Africans wouldn't admit that. I don't know what denial is really a sickness, but this is what they suffer from. And I see with all this going on in your country, it is so. It's a carbon copy of what happened here or what's still happening here. It's not going to end, not before we put an end to it. You cannot. Appease a tyrant. You know, my dad used to say, if you show weakness, you're already lost. And this is what we did. Showed weakness because we didn't follow our God. We didn't believe in our God. We turned away. because we think we know better.
And, you know, the sad part of it is because we have such similar histories in the United States and there, and that the desire to miscegenate, which is one of the prime sins against the commandments of God, you know, do not commit adultery, is a sin that led to many of the problems that led to the fall of our nations and the destruction within. You don't do those things and then have the results of them without suffering from the ultimate, you know, destruction. Because he does say that he's pouring out his wrath on his people always, all the time. And America is no different today. What we're going through now is not something which begs a political solution. No, quite the contrary. There is no political solution.
No, that's so true. But, you know, when this started, it reminded me when I was in the States in 1993, I went to a meeting with Dr. Jim Warner and Dr. Ed Fields in New Orleans, and Dr. Fields asked me if I have anything to say. So I got up and I said, I just give you a message that don't go into the same melting pot as South Africa. You're still the majority here. You can stop it. But if you don't, you're going to go the same route. Anyway, after the meeting, the men came to me very angry and said, it'll never happen here. Uh-huh. I said, you know what? The whites in Rhodesia said the same thing. The whites in South Africa said so. The Portuguese in Angola, the Spanish in Spanish Morocco. All over Africa, they said the same thing. It will not happen. The whites in Haiti, I'm sure, never thought it will happen, but it did.
Same thing in Tanzania and in Zambia and all of these other regimes that all went with so-called majority rule.
Exactly. Exactly, because we're bowing down to this harlot and say, well, they got now. I mean, they're going to save whatever, I mean, like in Seattle, your whatever republic they're calling those six blocks, they're going to save the United States of America now. From what? You know, just bring your chaos? Because this is what they live on.
I say, let them have it.
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, what I will do is just put a whole beam around it and say, well, now you're on your own. And see how you're going to like it. And the warlord can run up and down there with his AK-47. If there's no food coming in, they all stop.
Well, these so-called freedom zones and these nations within nations, you know, I don't view this as happenstance. I don't view anything which has unfolded in the last six months or so with COVID already having been predicted and then that being exposed as a hoax, then morphing into the race card again. And, of course, we know who's responsible for all the world's problems. It has been the white interlopers that really don't belong on this planet. They should all be killed. They should all be done away with, according to some of our shall we say, Yiddish friends. Well, in any event, what we see in Seattle, to me, is just part of this continual script. You know darn right well the police would never let go of their city blocks, never let go of control if, in fact, they were really under a savage attack. And they're not. This is what the enemy wants. It wants America to divide and subdivide into camps so then the feds and the world police can come in and destroy the whole kit and caboodle.
Exactly.
That's the way I see it.
I mean, I mean, in this so-called pandemic was used to bring in a lot of other laws. I mean, we're still under lockdown here. And they're talking about we now, some places, level 3, whatever that may mean. And they talk about going back to level 4. And cigarettes are banned and liquor. Now they want to ban liquor again, but the cigarettes will still be banned. But guess what? They smuggle it in from Mozambique, making lots of money, the cabal again. It's always the same people making money. out of the stupid people.
But I assume gasoline and ropes are plentiful, though, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean.
The gas prices came down. Yeah.
Yeah. And the kerosene and so on. Yeah, how sad. Yeah, it really is.
How sad.
You know, again, the headlines I read here in the media, Reuters, AP, the usual media bosses, telling us that the problem in South Africa today with COVID is they cannot keep up with the demand for testing because of short supplies and because of other issues related to getting people into labs and so on and so forth, that the biggest problem South Africa faces today is the fact that it cannot keep up with the results, and their results are very slow in coming. Now, we also read about the hippos and the various animals and how they're endangered and threatened, but we never read about what has happened indigenously to the population within South Africa. It used to be the Union of South Africa, and now it's a basket case. Rhodesia, totally desolate. Yes. And, you know, God said in Genesis, he said, he who curses the seed of Abraham shall be cursed, and he who blesses the seed shall be blessed. Well, I mean, the curses are there everywhere now. And they talk about starvation. We're talking about spiraling food prices worldwide. We're talking about agricultural losses and everything. You know, these are what God told us what would happen to us if we disobey.
Exactly.
Him. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the other day I watched a video, 4 kilometers long, maybe even longer, thousands of them. Now, lining up to get food parcels. And they were so happy to hand out 150,000 food parcels to, 80 million blacks? How are you figuring that out? I mean, you know, if they're really going hungry, the problem is they are. They also just go into white houses or into stores and just take what they want. But interesting, the other day they looted a store, a grocery store. They didn't steal food. They stole TVs. And
yes, they were hungry.
Yeah.
They were hungry.
Very hungry. Yes, very hungry.
Yeah, jewelry, gold, silver, I know, watches. They were starving.
Exactly.
Just amazing. Now the media portrayed it here, probably the same with the media controllers there. And, you know, it's all about hunger, and it's all about being mistreated, and it's all about the new racism now. Well, when I was growing up, I grew up in the so-called civil rights era in America, and I didn't know what the heck was going on. All I knew was what my family hated the Kennedys because they thought they were associated with so-called civil rights. Well, civil rights wasn't about rights. It was about wrongs, and they weren't civil.
Of course.
You cannot create rights. You know, government cannot create rights. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of property.
No.
Those are the essentials. There's no such thing as gay rights or straight rights. You either have those inherent rights to be whoever you want, so long as you don't interfere with anybody else's rights, or you don't. So government can't create rights, but Dr. King was, you know, billowing down into the streets of America, giving these speeches of, I have a dream. And while he was there, it was relatively peaceful. But you notice when he moved on, a couple of cities down, a couple of states down, all the violence erupted. You know, he was a trained agent of the Folk Islander School, which finally they shut down as being a communist trading school, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. I mean, it's, and this is making him the hero like they made Mandela a hero, a dedicated communist.
Yes, the killer. Unreal.
The killer, absolutely. Unreal.
Terrible. All right, Monica Huggett, my guest from South Africa. She's been back and forth, America to South Africa. She's back to stay, I believe. She's a fighter. And if you want to join in and you want to ask her a question, then now's the time. Rick Adams, Uncensored. We'll be back in just a few moments here on Republic.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime Membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
There you go. There you go, straight from the horse's mouth. Well, we don't doubt that, Georgie Porchy. We're back now with Monica, and, of course, our number is 800-313-9443. And we have the Facebook page, you know, Rick Adams, Uncensored, RBN. You could see my face there, the microphone there, and everything else, RBN. Rick Adams, Uncensored, you'll find me. Just Google it, and we'll be very happy to put you into our mix if you would befriend us. If you're not, we'll bounce you. That is, you have to be civil, you know. You can't. A lot of people like to use some foul language and things, but we don't want that, obviously. But some people try. They try to sneak in and, you know, get in and try to set us up, but we're not falling for that stuff. And you know, we've seen this now for, let's see, in my lifetime, I've been living this I would say this awareness modality for at least 20, 40, 50, let's see. I would say about 48 years, Monica. And in my 48 years of awareness, in my you know, early formative years, in my teens and 20s, I began to have a distastefulness, a repulsion, if you will, and a revulsion for all of the mantra of media reports that were going on in our country. You know, the Democratic Convention 1968 became a focal point of all sorts of revolution in America. We didn't know it then. CBS, Walter Cronkite, Eric the Red Severide, and all these other people were booming their ways into our homes, and we didn't know that they were working with the government at the time. Walter Cronkite admitted it. you know, 1970, 71, he said, we have worked with the CIA on many an occasion, Operation Mockingbird. So we didn't know that the CIA, the FBI, illegally were operating in America to help stir the pot. And SDS, the Weathermen, other groups, actually were being funded by the foundations, the tax-exempt foundations, to be a breeding ground for violence in the Straits. So we were becoming polarized, you know. I was becoming that knee-jerk right-winger at the time as a teen. I used to make these audio recordings, and you should have heard me then. You know, I was like the Spiro Agnew of Rhode Island. I didn't know it, but my government and the media were lying to me then. You know, I used to wave the flag at parades, and we used to think, hey, we were the great heroes, the great champions in World War II and everything. And I found out it was all one big fat lie, that we're being lied to constantly. And that's what the Bible tells us. You know, and who are the liars? Who are those who were the seed line of Satan right from Genesis 3:16? They deceive and deceive themselves in the very end, because when they are destroyed, that will be it. No more lies, no more deception. Christ will rule. And his army will be made up of all of the nations of the world, and South Africa will be there, the Afrikaner, the Brits and the Germans, and all will be reunited again, the tribes of Israel and Judah, true Judah, and they will be in his kingdom. And they'll all have their apportionment, as it was in the book of Numbers, you see. So I'm very happy that we can see today the same repetition of what was then. 1960s, we had, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit later, we had these commissions formed to investigate why America was so violent, why the young men were taken to the streets and the universities were hotbeds of radicalism. It was all because of poverty. It was all because of racism. It was all because of whiting. It was all because of oppression. And if we weren't so oppressive to them, everybody would be so much happier. We're hearing the same nonsense today. Only now, you know, it's reached that Leninist state of violence. Yes, Monica.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, we've seen it here. We've been sold out by our own. That we start fighting for us, and they never did, because they were lying. You know, I mean, my dad was a member of the Broederbond, that is, a brotherhood, what was the counterpart or fighting Freemasonry. And then he didn't go there anymore, and I asked him, I said, why don't you go to the meetings anymore? He said, because we've been sold out.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that. Yeah.
You're infiltrated.
Yeah. So, infiltrated, absolutely infiltrated. All he tried his whole life to fight all that happens now. And I mean, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better, because now they're infighting in Parliament, and now they want Ramaphosa out, and the other one wants to take the chair. You know, everybody is fighting for the throne. Like the, you've got that series in the United States, Game of Thrones, the same story.
Mm.
They want to sit there and so forth. Yeah, and I thought, well, if you hate Whitey so much, why haven't you burned the Parliament building down yet? Or union buildings, but, you know, really? I mean, I suppose I've got to be very careful what I'm saying, and I hate to do that.
I know.
I want to say what I want, you know.
You're under constraint. Yeah. That's understandable.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take another break. So much to talk about, and you're on the line, Chance. Whoever else, you just wait there. We will get to your call, I promise you. Monica Huggett, and she's living through that nightmare now that we're beginning to live through here in America. Brother, sister, we're all big, one big pot here. We'll be right back with more of Rick Adams Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo! What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages. Monica is my guest. 800-313-9443 is the number. I want to take a call right now from Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance. You're on the air with Monica.
Yes, hello. Hello, Rick. Hello, Monica. You know, my family my family personally experienced those wonderful joys of communist peace and safety in Eastern Europe during the 40s and early 50s. You know, I told all the walking, breathing, imbecilic zombies that the same thing is coming to America. And they looked at me like I had 2 damn heads. You know, this country idolized that vicious Mandela, that vicious terrorist. That was sickening. My own so-called government turned their back, stood by, watched all those South African farmers go through what they're going through, and did nothing. And I told people the same thing is going to come here. And they looked at me like a deer in the headlights. So I can imagine your frustration, Monica. Like I said, this subject really affects me because, my family personally experienced those joys of communist peace and safety. They enjoyed it so much they had to get the hell out. I tried bringing this situation of the South African plight to people, and it's amazing to me how people say, like you said before, Rick, it can't happen here. It can't happen here. This is how dumb people are. Would you agree with that, Rick and Monica?
Yeah, I don't have to add to it.
Yeah, you know, if my own daddy didn't escape Eastern Europe, I wouldn't be alive to talk to you on this phone right now. I mean, all the stories I've heard about the horrors and watching, what really breaks my heart is how our so-called government turned their backs on these people. See, what goes around comes around. And this is why I have no sympathy for stupid American people anymore. I just don't. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, if the government here could turn its backs on men, American sailors that were unarmed, being killed in the Mediterranean last week, by the way, was the holiday, I wanted to mention it, of the USS Liberty, and they could be slaughtered and their government ignore it and allow it, then why would they care about what happened in Europe, or how many millions of souls were enslaved there, or in South Africa, or
yep.
Southern Africa, or China, for that matter? Why would they care,
yes.
You see?
Yes, yeah. And Monica said it before, you're on your own. Now American citizens are going to feel like that they're going to be on their own when they watch their own law enforcers take a knee to vicious communists. They're going to experience the same thing. And you know what? They deserve it. They deserve it. I hate to say that. Not all, not your listeners, but they deserve what's coming.
Well, that's,
never
that's
turn
evident.
Your back
well,
on a...
God said it. I agree. It's got to happen.
Never turn your back on a fellow human being in need. Our government doesn't seem to follow that. They idolize that sickening, vicious Mandela, put him on a pedestal as if he was some kind of hero. And look what's going on in South Africa to this day, and now it's happening to us. See, what goes around comes around, Rick, eventually.
It does.
You
That's
know?
Right. Poetic justice. Yes, it does
what
come
poetic
to
Poetic justice, exactly. And it was nice speaking to you, Monica and Rick. Thank you for letting me speak. Now, I'm so heartbroken about this whole thing. I really am.
You know, give comfort, Chance. You know, we have the scriptures. We have the promises of God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his seed and all of those who come to Christ. You know, we cannot ignore them, and we know God keeps his promises. So the best is yet to come after the worst. So keep the faith.
Amen. God bless you, Rick, and God bless you, Monica.
All right.
God bless you too. Be careful.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I know, Monica, as you say, you were under constraints there, and you know, you've been very brave, a brave soul in the midst of literally a jungle in Southern Africa, really, that has been untold to the American public, as if they would care anyway, but even to Europeans, their brothers and sisters, that, you know, turned the cold shoulder and said, let them be slaughtered, let them suffer, they've been racist all their lives, you know, let them suffer the consequences, blah, blah, blah. Well, now it's happening to them. And so, you know, God requires that which is past. And, you know, he's seeing and exacting his judgment on all of his children and the whole world, because the world is suffering the consequences of disobedience to him, you know?
Yes.
Regardless.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, what is happening, as far as you can tell, objectively speaking, from the numbers? Do you have any numbers as to what kind of, you know, plague the so-called COVID-19 is in South Africa itself? Do you have any real statistics and how it's advancing and what is happening?
Well, I can tell you, we've got 80 million blacks in this country and about 4.5 million whites. So all in all, say we're 84.5 million people here. Under lockdown, and there are 587 dead. But they don't talk about the 58 being murdered per day. Don't talk about how many die of AIDS. They don't talk about anything about TB or being shot or being whatever. It's only COVID and keeping the people safe. Now I want to tell you that they, and this is the black police, killed this black in his yard, outside his house, because he was outside of his house. They beat him to death. They're still investigating. Nothing is going to happen. There's no world outcry that he didn't even do anything. He was standing
in his own... So this is a black policeman now? You're saying a black policeman killing a black young man?
A black guy in his yard because he was outside his house during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So they killed him. They beat him to death. Nothing is said about that. The whole world stopped burning because of this. Nothing is said. Nothing is said about nearly 100,000 whites being tortured to death in South Africa. But they only talk about COVID-19 and keeping us safe and wearing a mask and now testing. And they're really, really proud of, they tested out of 100,000 people, now 1,638. Yes. So that is really well done. What can I say?
What happened to Black Lives Matter?
That's my point. They don't say anything about the shootings in Chicago. They don't talk about this black guy being beaten to death by the police here. If they talk about police brutality, 12 blacks have died in police custody during this lockdown now.
Are you able to watch this? Are you watching this on TV news? Are you reading it in the press there? Where are you getting the information from?
No, I get it, by the grapevine of our people, because there's nothing in the news about it. They won't talk about it. Because they're lying. They're lying to us, you know? I mean, it's from the beginning, and I saw on the one big placard they had about how terrible apartheid was and how degrading it was for the blacks and blah, blah, blah. So I just want to mention a few things about the real story of apartheid and how it really, really hurt the black people. According to some, there's an ugly reality that we can't sweep under the rug that apartheid benefits white South Africans at the cost of all others. Okay. Oh, really? Whose reality is that? Let us put it to the test. Since 1970, the budget for black education was raised by 30% per year, every year, more than any other government department. During the period 1955-1984, the amount of black school students increased 31 times, from 35,000 to 1,096,000. 65% of black school South African children were at school, compared to Egypt 64, Nigeria 57, Ghana 52, Tanzania 50%, Ethiopia 29. Among adults in South Africa, 71% could read and write, 80% between the ages of 12 and 22. Compared in South Africa, the whites built 15 new classrooms for blacks every working day, every year. At 40 children per class, it meant space for additional 600 students every day. In 1985, there were 42,000 blacks at 5 universities in South Africa, about the same amount at the universities of their homelands, another 40,000 at another 5. So it goes.
Monica, your voice is wavering a little bit here, so I don't know if you're speaking into and out of the phone or not. But it is uneven. Can you do something about that?
It's the signal. I'm sorry. I'm trying my best. Is it better now?
I understand. Yes, this modern age. Yep.
Rick. Okay. Yeah. Is it better now? Can you hear me?
I can hear you right now. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what they say. 11 February 1987, the quarterly magazine called Vox Africana stated that South Africa had 4.8 million whites and 18.2 million blacks in 1987. The whites paid 77% of the taxes and the blacks only 15%. Despite this, 56% of the government budget was spent on blacks. So there it goes and there it goes. Everything going to them. You know, white South Africa grew to become an economic giant of the continent. The other members of the Commonwealth virtually sank into poverty. At the height of apartheid in 1978, Soweto had 115 football fields, 3 rugby fields, 4 athletic parks, tracks, 11 cricket fields, 2 golf courses, 47 tennis courts, 7 swimming pools built to Olympic standards, 5 bowling alleys, 81 netball fields, 39 children parks, and countless swimming halls, movie houses, and clubhouses. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's too long just to get to the hospital.
I understand the point. And, you know, what's interesting is if the apartheid state was so terrible then, was so horrible, why the huge cross-border immigration into South Africa from all of these other countries that had black majority rule, as they call it? I never understood that. Why is it they were all fighting to get in, but very few were trying to get out?
Exactly. Because, I mean, in spite of everything going on here, and we're in a communist state and it's really chaos, they're still coming in. They will fight the crocodiles coming through from Zimbabwe to South Africa because there's nothing there. There's nothing in Malawi. Case in point, a friend of mine is shipping corrugated iron sheet to Malawi so they can build houses there on an aunt's farm because it's not available there. You know, so it goes, I mean, really, and now we're sitting here with 80 million and 50% unemployment, and after the levels are going to level out and everybody going back to work and there is no factory anymore, what's going to happen? A revolution, because they don't have a job and they don't have an income. And, you know, Rick, what's very interesting.
Possible George Soros will come to the rescue for all of you.
I suppose so. But, you know, it's interesting that here they follow the same thing as in the United States, paying people to stay home, going on unemployment, and getting handouts. So that's okay still. But what's going to happen when this person is not going to get that handout after 6 months? He can't understand that you don't get it anymore because it was only promised for 6 months. I just want to tell you a story what happened when we had the gas station. I had this shorty working for me. And when I gave him his wage on Friday, he worked for me for 15 years. I gave him his wages and he said to me, "I'm going now." I said, "Going where?" He said, I'm not coming back here. I said, "Why?" He said, "Because you paying the boy who started here last week more than you paid me when I started working for you 15 years ago." So I said, "Oh, okay, bye." Because how do you explain it?
Well, one thing I would do here is that I'm expected to pay taxes on an increase in something that I made as a profit 15 years after the fact, that the dollar had dropped by X number of percentage points, so that the dollars I earned 15 years later are now worth much less than they were at the time I bought it. So how am I showing a profit? I don't understand that one. I'm actually losing money. People are paying income taxes based on loss of income. It goes to show you just how stupid everybody really is, you know. And they let these Kenites get away with it. That's the problem. is they allow them to steal and rape and plunder and do it openly while pointing the finger at everyone else. You're to blame. No, they're to blame. We're all fighting each other instead of fighting and exposing them, you see? And that's the way they like it.
Exactly. Of course. And I mean, you know, it can be funny if it wasn't so tragic, if people are not being murdered and tortured. And, you know, what can I say? It's terrible.
You say it well. I mean, I can hear it in your voice. And, you know, both of us are a little bit older than we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But I think we're a little wiser, I think we have resigned to these facts. Yeah. You know. Okay, we got another segment coming up. Monica, hey, if you got a quick question for Monica about what's going on here and there, make it now. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you for some of your great feedback for our guest, Monica. And certainly she is well-known here, and she is well-loved by many in our family of nations. And John in California has a question or a comment for her, so let's see if we can go to him. Hello, John.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Monica. I applaud what you're doing. I've listened to you for the years, and I may have answered it, but I wanted to say, why are you still living in South Africa if all was going on, unless you choose to stay and fight?
Well, why are you still in the United States? This is my country.
That's fine. Like I said, I applaud you for it. No, I applaud you for that. I just wondered. So, you said there were about four and a half million whites versus 80 blacks. And of all I've read over the years, you know, why there's still that many there. And I read through American Free Press, they were a few years ago, they had concentration-type camps for whites. Is that still prevalent, or is that true?
No, we don't have concentration camps here. We've got what we call, what they call squatter camps. I call them victim camps. These whites can't get jobs. We can't get jobs because we're white. Because we're racist, we can't get jobs. And now, after this pandemic will phase out, the president said he's going to clamp down on more white jobs, so there will be more people in victim camps with nowhere to go, losing their houses, losing everything, and hoping and waiting for somebody to give them something to eat or a place to stay. So this is what's happening here. There are around me here four camps and growing. It's really, really bad. We talk about at least a million Afrikaners in these camps. So this is where we're at this moment.
Well, Monica, out of the percentage of whites in the country, how many of them are in the cities versus out in the outlying areas? Can you tell me?
Well, I mean, they're getting less and less and less. We had, 40,000 farmers, not so long ago, and they dwindling. If they're not murdered, they just leave their farms. And we had such a terrible drought, still not broken, that they can't really farm. And there is no market now. There's nothing. It's terrible. So they're leaving the farms and going wherever. I have no idea. We just had a couple murdered 2 days ago on a farm, two old people. They're gunning for the old people, of course, because they're soft targets. And we're not allowed to shoot here. But it's
nice.
You cannot defend yourself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't defend yourself.
That's what freedom and democracy and diversity are all about, John. You see?
Well, yeah,
freedom.
As far as the farmers go, you know, the less and less of the whites, at least. I don't know what any black farmers are doing anything. The country will just die out without that. Anyway, Monica, I applaud your courage. God bless you and keep up the fight. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, too.
Thank you, John.
God bless you, too.
Yes. Monica, keep a stiff upper lip because the best is yet to come. The sword is coming, the sword of vengeance. So let's all pray for that and get closer to the Lord. And I want to thank you for being on again this hour. I want to have you back again, and I'll give out your email address if you'd like for people that like to contact you, okay?
Yes. Thank you. You may do that. And God bless you, too, and you all be safe.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back in the next hour.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.